In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Time to feed you some more football NFL Lunch style. We'll get to our picks coming up here in a few minutes as we talk about the weekend that was college NFL and a game coming up tonight. Green Bay hosting Philly, a game you can hear on the Fan. A.J. Brown looks like he might be ready to rock and roll for the Eagles in this one. I mean, Green Bay lost at home last week to Carolina. I mean, that's why they play the games, I guess. Here's your cliche. Kyle Hamilton, he wasn't playing games yesterday for the Ravens in the secondary. And a common theme we've discussed, not the offensive line sucking, we'll get back to that, but the Ravens forcing turnovers, right, Kyle?
You know, getting those turnovers are huge. You know, and they're not only taking away points for them, but putting our offense in a better position rather than them punting and downing the ball inside the five. Now we have the ball plus territory, whatever it may be. And, you know, it's dope to see everybody getting involved.
And that's the thing. Everybody gets involved because they had a lot of people coming, blitzing and doing different things. I like the fact that they put a bunch of people up line of scrimmage, try to confuse the young quarterback, probably do a lot of the same stuff this week too. So I think their plans, you know, whoever is planning it, give Zach Orr the credit. He's the one in charge. But right now their plans are much better than they've been.
One of the things they did well yesterday too, Vinny, they're batting a lot of balls down at the line of scrimmage. And Kyle Hamilton was part of that party too.
Hamilton, Jenkins, I think Akoya got one. Yes, so those guys are big guys, and the quarterbacks. And it should happen again this week, too, with Gabriel, Bob. He's like 5'11".
Yeah.
You know, so if you're not getting there, get your arms up. And they did a good job of that because all of a sudden, you know, I would imagine some of those throws, the quarterback's probably pissed off because he said, damn, the guy was wide open. I was going to, you know, hit him for the touchdown or what, you know, or hit him for a long play. So, yeah, I mean, good for the defense, too, because – That's a big part of it is, the batted balls also. Because it's frustrating for the quarterback.
I was reading Mike Preston's grades this morning in the Baltimore Sun. Talking about C.J. Okoye. You know he learned how to play football watching YouTube?
Really?
I guess. I mean, I didn't know that. I mean, I tried to learn how to put a bathroom faucet in watching YouTube, and I think he had a better learning experience learning how to play football. But C.J. Okoye, what international signing, you know, to use a baseball term, and was elevated to the 53-man roster and made his presence felt yesterday and starting to do that on a weekly basis here.
Well, the thing where he's made the biggest improvement and the thing that you got to learn to do as a D lineman or an O lineman, got to learn to play low. got to learn about leverage. And he's been a lot better, you know, about his leverage. He's not just standing up looking, and that's what it was happening early on. Then you stand up, you get driven. Now, you know, he's able to find a football, too. So it's not like he's just a big guy with no instincts. He can find a football, you know. So he was doing a nice job. Like, he would punch, and he'd lock out. He'd get off the block and make the run, and make the tackle. And I'm like, damn, you know, good for him.
Now, Marlon Humphrey had a pick yesterday. Special teams did a very good job. Here's Kyle Hamilton talking about both of those.
Up to our special teams, everybody on the kickoff. Jordan Stout punted well today. Keandre Jackson has been great for us since he's been active. And big ball energy is just out there making plays for us. And then also with Malachi and Marlon, you know, getting those turnovers are huge. You know, and they're not only taking away points for them, but putting our offense in a better position rather than.
Big ball energy from Jackson.
Yeah. Well, that to me, he just looks natural flying around out there. The one that, you know, to me really stands out, Bob, was the Marlon one, because that was third and inches. And they were on the 50-yard line. And, you know, if they run it, I mean, they were trying to screw over. They were trying to go for the home run. Because why? All right, if it's incomplete, we're going to come back and run it on fourth down anyhow. So that was a big turnover there, because they probably would have gotten the first down.
Now, as we look at the Ravens here, a game away from getting to 500 for the first time since they were 1-1, going back to week 2 against Cleveland, we reflect, Kyle Hamilton does, or he was asked, why were you 1-5 again?
Yeah, I think what got us, not trying to bring up the past, I think what partially what got us to 1-5 was the fact that we came into the season maybe thinking, I'm not speaking for everybody, but we're the Baltimore Ravens. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Teams are just going to lay down and let us win games. And that's not how it is in this league. So we got punched in the mouth early in the season, but now I think we're responding well. And, you know, we'll just have that scar tissue going forward when we just start stacking wins.
I don't know if I totally agree. I mean, Bob, because they didn't take Buffalo for granted. They came out and they were kicking their ass.
Well, offensively, they were putting it on.
Yeah. And then, you know, that I think it took a long time for that defense and stuff, and the Ravens to overcome that loss to Buffalo. And then when you start to maybe overcome it, then you lose Lamar, you know, and it wasn't like they were playing easy teams throughout that. So, yeah, then they got all the injuries. Yeah, so things just.
But to his point, you know, hey, I'm as guilty as anyone. I didn't say they were going to be the best defense in the history of the Ravens, because 2000 says, here, hold my beer. But most talented team,
yep,
inch for inch, pound for pound, that hasn't proven out to be reality. But they were, where's the pass rush coming from? Got a lot of young guys in your secondary. How are they going to respond? You have a rookie starting at safety. A lot of these concerns that you had for the defense were real,
yep,
to start the season here.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, Bob, was, you know, like, nobody, it's kind of like the Orioles. A lot of the guys, Bob, are playing worse than they played last year. And that's a big problem, especially, you know, with the offensive lineman and the Kyle Van Noy type guy, those kind of things. And then when you lose Matabike in the second game, who was probably, you know, other than your quarterback, your best player. So that kind of sucked.
And finally here on NFL Lunch, Draymond Jones. He made his Ravens debut yesterday, had a couple of quarterback hits, and here he is talking about getting up to speed with the new defense.
It's been fun. I'm going to get better each and every week at getting used to the defense and getting used to how things are structured here. I thought today was a good day for me. I thought I played pretty well. I just got to keep rushing. Got to keep playing harder. Got to keep running to the ball more, and we're going to get more wins.
Yeah, I thought for his first time, Bob, I thought, you know, he lined up all over the place, lined up inside, lined up outside, you know, provided some pressure, you know, had a couple hits on the quarterback. So, and I think it gives defenses more things to think about, because they have a guy on the inside or on the outside, you know, that you got to worry about.
And getting up to speed, Denard Wilson, former Raven coach, he's the DC in Tennessee, so I guess there's a lot of similar philosophies there that he had coming from the Mike McDonald school of coaching.
Yeah, and I would imagine, Bob, too, that terminology probably made it real easy for him just to pop in there and, be able to play right away.
When we come back, we'll look at picks. How do we do? Booze on the line. Beer for me and Nolan. Vinny gets the vino. And we got a game tonight. You can hear it on the Fan. Philadelphia, Green Bay. Green Bay's actually favorite in this game, believe it or not. So we'll do all of that good stuff. Jeffrey Chedia from NFL.com, NFL Network. We'll talk about Week 10. Not over yet, but another coach was removed from his duties. It's in New York.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Vinny and Haney's football pick'em starts now. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
Jeffrey Chedia joining us bottom of the hour from NFL.com, NFL Network. Certain slick-haired number 9 for the Bengals. Looks like he's going to come back to practice. We'll get into all of that. Giants are going to look for a full-time head coach in the offseason. We'll get into that. But right now, Nolan, let's get into the picks as we do college and pro. Beer for me. Mick Ultras. Beer for you. Yingling. And we just give Vinny money so he can buy his own wine.
Standings coming into the week. Still on top. That's me I'm talking about. Up 2 games on Vinny. 19 on Bob. Did we make up any ground here this week? Well, we're about to find out.
I'm a 78 Yankee.
Starting in college, Georgia and Mississippi State. Well, no movement here. All three of us correct with the Bulldogs.
Yeah, not an overly impressive win, but a win nonetheless.
No, and Mississippi State took the lead early, 7-0, and then Georgia kind of piled it on.
How about BYU versus Texas? We know Bob had to pick BYU.
Texas Tech.
We'll get to A&M later. But yeah, Vinny and I had Texas Tech. Bob had BYU. I mean, pretty good matchup here. Two great teams this season.
Yeah, but Texas Tech dominated the game.
Yeah.
BYU couldn't get anything done offensively. First L. If they both win out, they'll face each other in the Big 12 championship game. A little rematch on a neutral site.
Maryland and Rutgers.
Yeah.
Tons of disappointment here. All three of us believed in the Terps. Yeah.
Never again.
Now, I mean, they win at all the rest of the way.
I'm not optimistic. I was optimistic when Malik Washington ran at 75 yards for a touchdown to get things started. And unfortunately, Rutgers said, wait a minute, you like running football? How about taking his 252?
All right, here's A&M. Texas A&M and Missouri. Vinny took Missouri.
Yeah, I did. That was
Bob
stupid.
And I with A&M.
Yeah.
Freshman quarterback from Missouri. He sucked in the game.
Aggies.
And we got you here again.
A&M could win it all. Or they got to play Texas yet and Georgia, I think.
Oregon and Iowa, low scoring. Vinny, very close. It was a bold prediction, but not quite.
And Iowa took the lead with like 2 minutes to go or whatever when they scored a touchdown. Then Oregon kicked a win.
Very resilient were the Ducks, keeping them national championship.
It was windy. It was raining. It was how about the Iowa snapping the ball over the punter's head for the safety?
Bleep happens.
Over to the NFL, going all the way back to Thursday, because we did these picks a little bit early, but all three of us with the Broncos. Ugly win, but a win nonetheless.
What a snooze fest this game.
Oh, man, was it ever.
Falcons and Colts, this one, not a snooze fest. The exact opposite, in fact, over in, what, Germany yesterday? Great game.
Yeah, it was in Berlin.
Berlin.
That's Germany, if I'm not mistaken.
It was at the Olympic Stadium. I was there. That's a cool stadium.
Colts victorious here in this one. Jonathan Taylor, what can you say at this point?
Overtime game. Atlanta thought they were going to. They were matching the Colts score for score, but Taylor, MVP of the league. I mean, this could be the year that a running back finally breaks through, even though Matthew Stafford and Drake May are like, okay, we got this.
I kept saying every time, like, they were down there close. I said, just kick it. The game's over. What, you know, they just kept running it.
Giants and Bears, all three of us correct with the Bears here.
Bears coming from behind to get that win, too.
Now here comes the ugly stretch. Bills and Dolphins, no one saw this one coming.
No.
Obviously, none of us bold enough to pick Miami.
Well, because none of us thought Miami was going to win.
Right.
I mean, they were up 16-0. Cook fumbled. Allen fumbled. They couldn't get any offense generated. Tua threw a lobby ball to Waddle, who had a big day. Achan was running all over him. Buffalo, man, they look like a team that wasn't ready to play.
Yes.
Browns and Jets, the eye roll groan game of the week leading up to Sunday, but actually more high scoring than anticipated. This one went over the total. Jets get it done. All three of us wrong.
Yep.
Yeah, special teams.
Good job on the special teams, Browns.
Patriots and Buccaneers delivered on the hype, but all three of us incorrect. We thought the Buccaneers would prevail here. Pats, a convincing win for once. Enough of the gripes about their schedule.
Yeah, Travion Henderson running all over that Tampa defense. Big win for New England. Ravens will see them in a few weeks here.
Saints and Panthers, again, all three of us incorrect. What happened? Panthers, big wins, and then you lay an egg like that.
At home, too.
Yeah, your boy Shuck Nolan made a couple of big throws there to Olave and the tight end. And you know, you win at Green Bay, you come home where you're, you know, pretty formidable.
Yeah.
And get worked.
And they would have been, what, 6-3 had they won?
Well, 6-4, I believe. And not even Dowdle scored a touchdown, but he's been playing like Walter Payton here this week.
Jaguars and Texans, difference in opinion on this one. Vinny taking the Texans, Bob and I with the Jags. And all you got to say is, are you kidding me? 26 points in the fourth quarter.
They blew the game. I mean, they were rolled. Davis Mills got hot in the fourth quarter there, and Trevor Lawrence, a pick. Well, the fumble was – there was a penalty that took them out of field goal range where they were about to win the game. I mean, Cam Little's kicking 68-yard field goals. This would have been in the high 40s, maybe low 50s. And then there was a legal hands to the face on an O-lineman, and then the fumble return for a touchdown. But, nah, an inexcusable loss for Jacksonville. Big win for Houston.
Cardinals versus Seahawks, all three of us on Seattle.
Puffy
they get
pants.
The win, and now 7-2, playing as well as anybody in the NFC.
What was that 35 zip before you could blink?
On both sides of the ball.
Marvin Harrison scored again, though. Hey, daily fantasy.
Rams and Niners here, a big rivalry between the two coaches, but as Vinny noted leading up to the game, they always seem to split.
Yeah.
I wasn't listening. I took the Niners. You guys correct with L.A.
Devontae Adams with the oblique, though.
Yeah, that's gonna hurt them because they're good on both sides of the ball. You know, I mean, the Rams were my number one team in the Dirty Dozen last week.
What, Stafford, 25 touchdowns, 2 picks, something crazy on the year?
Yeah.
Look at this guy, father time.
Lions versus Commanders, all three of us taking the Lions, and Dan Campbell apparently taking over play calling. Worked out well yesterday.
Yeah, all right, I think Williams... Finally, he had over 100 yards.
Yeah, 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Gibbs had 3 TDs. Washington, five straight losses. They lost five games all of last season.
Well, they're going to lose a lot more, too.
Yeah, they're done.
And last night's game, Steelers and Chargers, all three of us taking the Chargers in this one. I thought the Steelers would put up a better fight.
Yeah.
But I'm satisfied nonetheless.
Yeah, Mike Tomlin didn't seem too pleased with his offense after the game.
No, he wasn't. You saw it.
Yeah, and Aaron Rodgers was like, paraphrasing, I sucked.
Right,
and
he did.
Need to play better, and the way it is. And Jalen Warren, who's given him some semblance of a running game, not so much last night.
And Ravens versus Vikings, of course, all three of us took the Ravens, but to revisit the scores, Vinny said 31-17, Bob said 31-26, and I said 27-14. So everyone gets a win there, and all of this, for all of that, no movement. Everyone went 11-7 this week, so the standings remained the same.
So we're going to get dopey tonight. Green Bay, 1.5-point favorites against Philadelphia.
Oh, let me give you the weather forecast for tonight real quick. Right now it's 37 degrees in Green Bay. Feels like 23 at kickoff at 8. It's going to be 29 degrees is the high, but there's wind. So right now it feels like 23. So when it's going to be in the teens.
We got on.
Well, I'm going to go with the Packers here. I flip-flop back and forth, but I'm going to go with the home team. I mean, look, if the conditions are any impact, I really don't think they will be. Both these teams can play in the cold. That shouldn't be an issue, but maybe a little more trusting in the Packers' ground game. I mean, outside of one or two moments this year, Saquon Barkley has been very underwhelming, although those good moments have been as of late, but we'll see. I'll lean with the Pack.
I'm going Eagles. I think Green Bay struggled against the run. Donald laid him up.
Yes, he did.
You know, and Micah Parsons didn't practice a lot during the week. So I'm going with the fly, Eagles, fly.
I'm
going
to take Green Bay. Main reasons, because they lost last week to Carolina. They can't lose back-to-back home games, can they? Josh Jacobs versus Saquon Barkley, who will establish the run to a greater effect. A.J. Brown could be back, but, you know, if he doesn't get 17 targets in the first quarter, does he start packing it in? No pun intended. So let's go, Green Bay. When we come back, Jeffrey Chedia, NFL Network, NFL.com, talk about week 10 of the season, which wraps up tonight. Brian Daboll out with the Giants and other news tidbits. Who are the MVP favorites in the NFL? And is Jonathan Taylor just too good to pass up for that honor this year?
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to hydro.com code fit and save up to $600 on your next hydro. Hydro.com code fit.
Let's get into some of that and more. Ravens won three in a row. They're a game below 500 with the Cleveland Browns looming in Cleveland coming up on Sunday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw joining us now to talk about all of that good stuff and more. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline from NFL Network, NFL.com. Let's welcome back to the show, Jeffrey Chedia. Jeffrey, first of all, good afternoon. How you feeling?
I'm doing well. And you guys sound like you're doing pretty well. I can hear the glee in your voice. You talk about Cleveland coming up here soon.
Yeah, and then the Jets after that. I don't mean to laugh, but I mean, but anyway, a lot better than we were after Houston came to town for sure. But Jeffrey, we look at the MVP chase as we sit here November the 10th. Jonathan Taylor's been tremendous for the Colts. Even Danny Dimes has done it. But you look at Stafford, quarterback rating 114, 25 touchdowns, two picks. The offense is percolating on all cylinders. Adams is having a monster year. I know he got hurt yesterday. Even without Puka, they're putting up points. Is anyone but Matt Stafford the MVP of the league right now? And if you're going to pick someone to challenge him, would it be Taylor? What about Drake May? Who's the leader in the clubhouse right now?
Well, I think Stafford's the leader. I do believe Drake May should be in the conversation, and Jonathan Taylor and Sam Darnold, for that matter. He gets forgotten in all this, but he's had a pretty good year out there in the Pacific Northwest with the Seahawks. But Stafford, to me, is the guy. This tends to be a narrative award, and you look at the way his career has gone. He's gotten the championship. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. He's had, three straight games with at least four touchdown passes, and I think six games with 20 touchdown passes and no interceptions. It's hard to go with anybody but him right now.
Hey, Jeffrey, Bob and I were talking once we saw Daboll got fired. You know, we were sitting and I asked him, I said, Bob, who are the candidates for these jobs? You know, I'm like, who are the hot court? And you got all these great college jobs open, too.
Yeah, it's a very strange time when you think about all the opportunities out there. And I don't know who's going to take these jobs. I mean, there's some good names out there. I imagine Joe Brady from the Bills will be a guy who gets a look. Brian Flores, certainly Vance Joseph. You see those guys getting second opportunities. But that Giants job is a pretty good job, I would think, with the way the quarterback is and Scataboo and that defense, all those pass rushers. I mean, you're pretty much set up there to take off if you get that job. But you're right. It, especially on the college level, because those jobs are paying so much now that the competition, the desire to find a job where you can kind of control your own destiny and have your own say about how things are going to go, that's got to be appealing to coaches as well.
Hey, Jeffrey, what do you think happened to the Bills yesterday? They were feeling good that they beat the Chiefs the week before, and then they went down just to have stone crabs at Joe's?
That's part of it. I feel like divisional games are always a bit of a crapshoot. I was in Denver watching that, you know, that rock fight Sleep with the fest. Raiders on Thursday night. Yeah, exactly. And that, to me, is a perfect example of it. The Raiders aren't been playing good football, but it ends up being a 10-7 game. The Dolphins exposed something that the Bills have been having an issue with all year long, which is run defense. And they actually ran the football and did a good job of doing that. But I do think the Bills came in and probably felt like, this is a win. We just beat up on the Chiefs. We're feeling good. And all of a sudden, you're getting blown out by a bad team. So they learned a tough lesson, but I think the Bills will be okay down the stretch.
Hey, Jeffrey, you think the Rams and Seattle are the two best teams in football right now?
I feel like they are. I feel like that game next week is one of the games of the year because I look at how the Rams have been playing. You just talked about Stafford, but people just don't get to see enough of the Seahawks. Their defense is as good as any defense in the league right now. And you look at the way Darnold's played, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, you talk about Jonathan Taylor, that's probably those two guys are going to go at it for offensive player of the year. And that offensive line has improved. And so Mike McDonald went out there, and people forgot about him. But the things he was doing with that defense in Baltimore are the same thing he's doing with the Seahawks defense. And it's been pretty impressive to watch.
Now, Jeffrey, what about tonight? It's going to be cold and windy in Green Bay, and Green Bay lost to Carolina. Philly's coming off a bye. You know, like Bob said, if CJ doesn't
are you talking about?
The receiver for Philly. If he doesn't get
AJ Brown.
AJ, if AJ doesn't get
Harold Carmichael.
17 okay. targets. If he doesn't get 17 yeah. targets in the first quarter, he'll be bitching.
It's going to be a fun game. Green Bay, like, I have a lot of trust in Philadelphia figuring things out because handing the ball to Saquon Barkley cures a lot of ills there, and they've been super aggressive going out and finding players. They just got Jair Alexander from you guys, so I don't know if that's going to work out for them, but I do like Jalen Phillips showing up there. But I feel like Green Bay's got to find a way to win this game because of the way their season has gone. They look great 1 minute, and then they're losing to – team they shouldn't lose to the next. They've got to find a way to get into a groove here, and winning this game would be a huge step forward for them. So I think the Packers have to win this game.
Hey, Jeffrey, who's going to win the AFC West?
You know, I like Denver still, and I know that they didn't show very well. Part of me feels like that Denver team you saw against the Raiders is not going to be the same offense you see against the Chiefs this week. But the Chiefs are just in such a hole right now that they got to get over not just the Broncos, but the Chargers are ahead of them and have tiebreakers right now. And so I don't think this is what happens when you start 0-2 and you've got a tough division because it's hard to get those games back. And so I feel like Denver's defense is pretty good. Being at home this week is going to make a huge – if they win that game, the Chiefs aren't winning that division. And so Denver sees the opportunity. I think they're going to take advantage of it.
Kansas City can't win on the road right now. Jeffrey Chedia, NFL.com, NFL Network. Staying in the AFC, and in particular the AFC South, where the Colts are one of the big surprises of football. But what the hell, man? Jacksonville, you're up big. You're on the road. You got Davis Mills. I mean, Stroud, he's not playing. You're cruising along. Then in the fourth quarter, your defense just totally implodes. I mean, we keep waiting for Trevor Lawrence. I mean, we're no good at a guy. Maybe Jeffrey peaked as a freshman in college at Clemson. Why is there just something missing with the Jags where you think they're about to get over humps no matter who the coach is? It's Cohen this year. And they just can't seem to get out of their own way for whatever reason.
Yeah, that's been the way they've been. You didn't have to mention Travis Hunter. what that's become, the debacle that's become. But I think it goes back to the quarterback. And I do think when you mentioned the Chiefs a second ago, and we talked about the Ravens and the Bills, like when those teams are having their issues, their quarterbacks pull them through it. And Trevor Lawrence is not that guy. And I've been saying this since he came in the league. He's got tools. He's like a nice guy. But you're right. I think when he was in college, he was a guy who played with a whole bunch of really good players and won a lot of games. And now it's on you to get through it when your receivers are down, when your defense isn't getting it done. They've improved, and I think they'll still be in the playoff contention race. But the difference between them getting a playoff spot and watching from home is Trevor Lawrence. I mean, Brian Thomas has taken all this abuse and criticism. He played pretty well when Trevor Lawrence wasn't the quarterback last year. When he was hurt, Brian Thomas went crazy. And so I think that's an indictment right there of the quarterback.
Now, Jeffrey, week 10's over after tonight. Justin Tucker's eligible to come back. Does he get a tryout tomorrow or does he get a job soon?
Oh, no. I mean, it is interesting the way this league, this year is playing out because I think having a really good kicker is going to mean a lot down the stretch in the playoffs. These teams are so close. You know, you're seeing the Ravens getting back into the mix. I think the Texans are going to be back into the mix. And so having a kicker who can hit those big field goals is going to matter to you. You saw, Matt Prater miss a big kick at the end of the Chiefs game that could have cost them if they weren't up a touchdown. Like, that kick's going to matter. And so if Justin Tucker can get back to being the kicker he was before he had all his issues, that would be great. But I don't know if he's going to be that kicker either.
Jeffrey Chedia, NFL Network, NFL.com. Jeffrey, always appreciate the time. Enjoy Monday Night Football, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, guys. Yep. Appreciate it.
There's Jeffrey Chedia, everybody. We'll come back, take a trip through the funhouse. Nolan McGraw, Inside Access coming up at 2 o'clock, and then Monday Night Football as the Philadelphia Eagles, they travel to Green Bay, take it on the Green Bay Packers. As Vinny said, it's going to be really, really cold there tonight. Terps tomorrow back on the hardwood against Alcorn State. Alcorn right now 0-3. Then Maryland goes to Marquette, where Buzz was the coach, took them to the Elite Eight in a few tournaments way back when. Marquette got hammered by Indiana yesterday in Chicago. The Hoosiers draining a lot of threes. Maryland football, well, they're at Illinois. And they're getting 14.5 points in that one. Baseball offseason very much part of the equation. Awards are going to start getting handed out over the course of the week. Keeping an eye on what Mike Elias is doing. in regards to improving the roster. I mean, Craig Albernaz won the press conference, but unless he gets some pitching and a bullpen, might not win a lot of games. And you're counting on your young players to bounce back after disappointing 2025 seasons. Since the second half of 2024, the Orioles record-wise been one of the worst teams in baseball. They got to turn that around for sure. And the Ravens, they're in Cleveland taking on the Browns. Browns lose at the Jets, as we said. Baltimore's won three in a row trying to get to 500. And then they get the Jets and then Cincinnati short week. Joe Burrow back at practice on a limited basis, which now opens the three-week window to possibly get him back on the field.
Yeah, that's a tough injury, Bob Turf toe. And my wife said there's no way he'd be back in December. So, you know.
But offense isn't their problem.
No.
They're putting up 40 points with Jolton Joe Flacco.
That's true, Bob. Maybe if Burrow comes back, he gives the defense some energy or something.
Yeah, who knows? Is he going to start playing safety for that? Nolan McGraw, anything for the audience before we get to your fun house here? Don't forget, tomorrow we got Vinny's Dirty Dozen, Feeble Five, and notes from the North. We travel around the division with reporters for the respective teams.
That's right. Yeah, one other reminder here, if you missed it today, no worries, because be same time, same place tomorrow. But we are live streaming on YouTube now. So if you want another platform to watch the show on, check us out on YouTube. It's a good amount of people were hanging out in there today. I even saw Q.
Q
was in the chat, pissing people off as he always does.
Nah.
So there you go.
Well, if you want to beat up on Q, get in there. They did win a game, so he can blow it a little bit.
Right.
And the quarterback was 5 for 11.
And Mark with the comment of the day says, you guys sound taller on radio.
So. Sound taller?
Right.
I mean, we are sitting down.
Right.
Nolan, are we going to the fun house or what?
Quick Draw's Fun House. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com. 105.7 The Fan.
Start here. Texter pointing out that J.J. McCarthy actually had them feeling nervous after that opening drive. Delivered some really great passes, and they marched right down the field with ease. Glad the defense was able to flip the switch from that point and got it done at the end of the game after the offense should have been able to run out the clock. Impressive effort all around.
I thought J.J. McCarthy's best throw, Bob, when was it Kyle Hamilton drilled him? First play of the game, wasn't it? When he hit Jefferson on the sideline? That was I'm like, oh, boy. Hopefully this is not the sign
of... Well, the nailer was like right in the basket.
That was good, too. He had some. And even though the touchdown pass was a nice one where Wiggins was just watching.
Another thought on the Ravens. This one says, it's laughable that the Ravens held Keaton Mitchell back for so many weeks to begin the season. He shows every chance he gets what he's capable of, and to do it with limited reps on top of that. Just wish he was there to possibly help when the run game was a little disjointed earlier in the season.
No, I think this is a good time to have him picking it up, you know, because these are the games that are going to count now. And I wouldn't even mind, especially when, like, your line is kind of struggling a little bit. They don't hold blocks that long. I mean, for him to get through that hole, like, bam! Might not a nice little change up.
Looking at the Ravens defense in particular, Antonio and Rosedale checking in wants to know, have the Ravens truly found their defensive identity? At least for this year.
What is it? Blitzing? You know, being aggressive? I've always thought the secondary's been pretty good. I think the linebackers are pretty good. And then they gotta create pressure. And then I wish they could be a little more stout stopping the run consistently.
This one here says it's a shame that we have to navigate buyout talks when it comes to doing what's best for Maryland football. Loxley has proven to not be the answer for years, doesn't deserve any more leeway. It's hard to find a great coach, but we all know where the Terps are heading if they stick with Loxley.
Well, there are a lot of openings in college football. And James Franklin, I know a lot of people are pining for him. This is a guy that probably should have had the job 15 years ago when Debbie Yow basically got rid of Ralph Friedgen and Kevin Anderson. He brought in Randy Edsel. Mike Leach was there was a whole thing. But Franklin was the coach in waiting. And I don't even think Ralph Regan was ready to retire at the time.
Right.
Either. So that whole thing was a debacle. Then he goes to Vanderbilt, becomes a guy. A year ago at this time, they were putting together a season that took them to the Final Four.
Yeah.
And now he's gonzo, but he's looking at bigger fish than Maryland right now. Linked to Virginia Tech, which means he's still going to recruit the area, which he's done well for years. Auburn puts him back in the SEC. I mean, James Franklin's going to be a very well-sought-after candidate, and Maryland ain't going to be the destination.
And one last one here. Howard in Baltimore, not too pleased. I mean, he's happy with the win, but an individual performance rubbing him the wrong way. Talking about Wiggins giving up on the fourth down touchdown there when the Ravens were up by 14 late. They cut it to 7. Says, could have at least attempted to push the player out of bounds. Think he needs to be called out for that. This is how teams routinely end up coming back on the Ravens.
Yeah, and then Harbs called him out on the, when he did that. He tried to block the guy instead of tackling him because it was right on the sideline. I saw, they showed it. Harbs was grabbing him and I think talking sternly to him, which I'd have been MFing up and down, you know. And if I was one of his teammates, I said, wrap him up, MFer.
Harbs will be meeting with the media today, and since the Ravens won 3 in a row, I don't think it'll be a stern response to any of the questions. It'll be more like, great question, Jeff. One of those sorts of days for John Harbaugh. We'll have that for you tomorrow. We got Vinny's Dirty Dozen, Feeble Five. We're going to have got notes from the North. We'll talk about everything else happening in your sporting world over the next 24 hours. Inside Access coming up next, followed by Monday Night Football. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.